This past Friday, one of the summer's most anxiously awaited films, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, opened in theaters across the country. Roald Dahl's beloved children's novel of the same name was first brought to the silver screen by director Mel Stewart in 1971. Stewart called his version Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory after the novel's quirky, enigmatic candy maker immortalized in plum-colored velvet by Gene Wilder.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination.
Charlie was played by Peter Ostrom, a 12-year-old from Cleveland, Ohio. NPR's Jesse Baker went along with Peter Ostrom and his family to see the new film.
Welcome, Lowe's. Charlie and Chocolate Factory, straight to the back and on your left.
If you went to the movies this weekend, there was no question what the lines were for.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
But if you're Peter Ostrom and his family, you can skip the lines. In fact, the last row of the 3:20 matinee of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory has been reserved for you. So what does the original Charlie think of the remake?
Julie Dawn Cole, who played Veruca in the original film, had a wonderful analogy that I'll use, in that it's sort of like going back to a house that you once lived in and it's been redecorated.
Redecorated or remade, both are words the new film's director Tim Burton wants nothing to do with. Burton, who declined to be interviewed, insists that his film is not a remake of the original sugar-coated time capsule, but it's hard not to draw comparisons. The backbone of the story is the same. 5 very lucky children, Augustus Gloop, Veruca Salt, Violet Beauregard, Mike TV, and of course, Charlie Bucket, find golden tickets in Whipple Scrumptious Fudgemallow Delight Wonka candy bars. Those golden tickets lead them into the Wonka Chocolate Factory and into the world of their social misfit of a host, Willy Wonka.
Ours was a musical, and that's probably the most striking difference. The songs were a focal point of our film, and in the new version, there are no songs. So there's a musical score basically built around the Oompa Loompa songs.
In the new film, Willy Wonka is played by Johnny Depp, and Freddie Highmore is Charlie.
Look, the Oompa Loompas. What are they doing?
Well, I believe they're going to treat us to a little song. It is quite a special occasion, of course. They haven't had a fresh audience in many a moon.
The Oompa Loompas were rescued by Willy Wonka from the jaws of Snozzwangers and Hornswogglers in the jungles of Loompaland. The Oompa Loompas in Burton's film are all played by one man, Roy Deep. He's been digitally shrunk and multiplied to fill Wonka's entire factory with workers.
Augustus Gloop, Augustus Gloop, the great bakery nincompoop.
Oompa Loompa, doompa-dee-doo, I've got another puzzle for you. Oompa Loompa, doompa-da-dee, if you are wise, you'll listen to me.
What do you get from a glut of TV?
A pain in the neck and an IQ of 3.
Why don't you try simply reading a book?
Or could you just not bear to look?
You'll get no.
You'll get no.
You'll get no.
You'll get no.
You'll get no commercials.
When I auditioned for the film, I had to sing. And they said, don't worry, because I'm a horrible singer. They said, don't worry, we'll probably cut your voice out and we'll use somebody else's voice. I was relieved. As it turns out, they ended up using my voice. They just kept whittling down my heart.
Peter Ostrom is small in stature. His blonde hair's been cut short and a thick mustache neatly frames his lips. His cheeks are rosy, and his blue eyes look like they could still well up the way Charlie Bucket's did, in the scene where he told his mother all hope was lost, and he wasn't ever going to find a golden ticket.
I wonder who the lucky ones will be.
Well, in case you're wondering if it'll be me, it won't be. Just in case you're wondering, you can count me out.
Charlie, there are 100 billion people in this world, and only 5 of them will find golden tickets. Even if you had a sack full of money, you probably wouldn't find one. And after this contest is over, you'll be no different from the billions of others who didn't find one.
But I am different. I want it more than any of them.
Charlie, you'll get your chance. One day things will change.
When? When will they change?
Probably when you least expect it.
Our director, Mal Stewart, really emphasized that that was an important scene. He called it the Oscar-winning scene for our film. It wasn't, but it kind of felt like it. He wanted to have the importance stressed. And then the sequence that we had a lot of fun with, but was very difficult to do, was when we were in the Wonka movie. And all the foam comes spraying out. And that took ages to do, because for every shot you did, you had to clean all the foam up and start from scratch again. So it took a long time, but Gene particularly had a fun time with that scene.
I'm sending you the cleaning bill, Mr. Wonka! I'm dry cleaned!
Hey, Grandpa, what was that we just went through?
Hashawakano.
Is that Japanese?
No, that's Wonka wash, spelled backwards.
Peter Ostrom doesn't like to draw attention to himself. He says with all the hype around the new film, he stopped answering his phone, and please, no more interviews. His wife Loretta says it took him years to tell anyone in the small town where they live, in upstate New York, that he was even in the film. And when he told her about the movie, he only mentioned it when she was about to meet his mother.
He said, oh, in case somebody brings it up, I was once in this movie. Said, you know, Willy Wonka, and I thought, oh, because I'd never seen it. So I didn't think too much of it.
Now, he usually only answers questions about being Charlie for elementary school children.
What they're most interested in, the special effects. And so we go through what happened to Veruca. How did Violet blow up like a blueberry? How did Charlie fly with Grandpa Joe? All those types of questions. But there's usually one question somebody will ask, and good question, you know, why didn't you go on with theater? Why didn't we see you in any other films?
Ostrom preferred to become a large animal veterinarian, not an actor. And that seems to be just fine with him.
But Charlie, don't forget what happened to the man who suddenly got everything he always wanted.
What happened?
He lived happily ever after.
Peter Ostrom lives with his wife Loretta and his two children Leif and Halinka in upstate New York. Jesse Baker, NPR News.
If you want a new paradise, simply look around and you will. Anything you want to do it. Want to make the world, there's nothing to it. There is no life I know.
And if that wasn't sweet enough for you, there's more Charlie and the Chocolate Factory on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.